Harper Audio presents Murder in Greenwich by Mark Furman, read by Len Carew. Although she had only lived in Greenwich for little more than a year, Martha Moxley had made many friends. At least 500 of them attended her funeral held on Tuesday, November 4th, 1975. Martha had been dead for 5 days. The children of Greenwich were the sons and daughters of some of the wealthiest and most prominent families in the country. They led a comfortable and sheltered existence, until Martha Moxley was beaten to death with a golf club on her family's estate in the exclusive neighborhood of Belhaven. After the funeral, the mourners filed quietly from the church past a gauntlet of onlookers outside. Television cameras and news photographers took pictures of the crowd as they exited the church. Several of the 15 Greenwich police detectives assigned to investigate the murder stood on the sidewalk, closely observing the mourners. Across the street, Captain of Detectives Tom Keegan hid behind a row of parked cars, snapping photos with a camera equipped with a telephoto lens. Dorothy Moxley was one of the last to leave the church. Outside, she saw 17-year-old Thomas Skackle. He was standing alone, looking sad and somewhat aloof, while his 15-year-old brother Michael was talking with his other brothers and friends. Dorothy knew that Martha had been with Thomas the night she died, and he was the last person to be seen with her. Dorothy felt sorry for the boy, so she went up to Thomas and hugged him. She didn't know he was already a suspect in the murder. At the time, Dorothy didn't believe that Thomas, or anyone else from Belhaven, could have murdered her daughter. She assumed, like everyone else in Greenwich, that the killer must have been an outsider. Martha Moxley was murdered on October 30th, 1975, the night before Halloween. Earlier that evening, she planned to celebrate Hacker's Night by going out with her friends and engaging in harmless mischief, throwing eggs at cars and decorating trees with toilet paper. There was no school the next day, and there was a party at the Skackles. Mr. Rushton Skackle was out of town. Whenever he went away, the kids had free run of the house. Martha Moxley was a pretty popular 15-year-old. Outgoing, even flirtatious, Martha had no problem making friends. She had moved to Greenwich from Northern California and had already been voted the girl with the best personality in her junior high school class that first year. On October 30th, her father, David Moxley, was out of town on business. David often worked late and traveled on business, but Dorothy always cooked a full sit-down dinner for the children. That evening, John Moxley had already gone out to hang around with his friends. Since Martha was eager to get going herself, Dorothy cooked her a grilled cheese sandwich for dinner. The Moxleys did not have an established curfew for Martha. Instead, it was a judgment call. Martha was expected home at a reasonable hour, and she was expected to know what was reasonable and what was not. Last week, Martha had stayed out until 2 or 3 in the morning at a party given by her neighborhood friends. She was supposed to be grounded as punishment, but Martha convinced her mother to allow her to go out for Hacker's Night. Martha was throwing a party herself the next night and was busy with preparations. Dorothy figured she wouldn't stay out too late. Martha's friends, Helen Ickes and Jeffrey Byrne, soon showed up at the Moxley house. Martha, Helen, and Jeffrey left the Moxley house, walked across the back of the property through a hole in the fence, across the McGuire property, and over to Field Point Road, where the Wettenhalls lived. They picked up Jackie Wettenhall, then cut over to Otter Rock Drive to get Marie Kumaraswamy. From there, the five kids crossed back over Otter Rock Drive to the Muakkad house. Mrs. Odette Muakkad did not want her kids attending a party at the Skackle house. The Skackles had a reputation of being wild. Mrs. Muakkad wanted no part of them. Even by Greenwich standards, the Skackles were very wealthy. The family...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?